salt air and the rust on your door. I never needed anything more, or whispers of all you.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I am here today with Melissa Baldoff. So you're not from Wisconsin.
I am not.
How did you end up in Wisconsin?
Great question, because I get so many people who say, like, why did you move here from Florida? It's so cold here. So I moved up to Wisconsin in 2010. I was going to go to law school at UW. I moved to Madison. And then ended up getting a job working in politics for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. First, as like as an intern, because like my kids were little. It was right before my daughter, who's older, started kindergarten. So I was like, oh, like childcare is so expensive. Like, I'm not gonna get a job that I, you know, get paid for until I only have to pay for childcare for one kid. So I ended up interning at first, and like would bring my kids with me, which was great. And then after a while, they're like, you're really good at this. We'd like to pay you. Is that cool? I'm like, yes, that would be lovely. I would like to get paid. Thank you. So I, you know, thought I would do that for, you know, the 2010 election cycle. And then they asked me if I could stay on until the end of February of 2011. And then I was going to like get prepared to go to law school. Mm-hmm. And then as it happened, the world blew up in Wisconsin.
I was literally doing the math. I was like, oh, man,
in,
so you,
you know, early,
right as the
early February
changed.
2011, Act 10 happened. And as it's, you know, it's like nearing the end of the month, and like my bosses were like, you know, you can't leave, right? Like, we need you to stay a little bit longer. And I was just like, yeah, sure, totally. I want to stay a little bit longer. And then, you know, kind of the more I thought about it, I knew I didn't want to, you know, like, be a practicing attorney. I wanted the legal education to be able to work in public policy, which is a great education to do that, but it's not like you don't have to have a law degree to work in, you know, public policy and government. I had worked in local government when I lived in Florida. I worked for the city attorney's office where in the city I grew up in, and really enjoyed that. So I knew I wanted to have some connection to government policy. I hadn't really thought about the politics side of it. And you know, now I'm back on the politics side. I actually prefer the government side, because I'm kind of a nerd like that.
Like working in an office, yeah, versus trying to get people elected.
Yes.
Because they're very different.
They are very different. You know, I like both, but I actually probably prefer being on the official side. Because it's just really wonderful seeing things like actually get done. Like, you do all the work of an election and a campaign to get somebody into office so they can like do things. And then when somebody's in office and they actually get things done, that's like amazing. And you just see, you know, how government has the power to help people, which is really incredible. I got to see that firsthand when I worked for Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley and working for Governor Evers. So that's been a really wonderful experience for me. So that's what brought me up here. A little change in career path. Like, I studied math and criminal justice in college, and now I do communications. So it was a big shift for me, but one I enjoy, and I'm very, very grateful to have had the experiences I've had in Wisconsin, and definitely love it here. My original thought when I moved up here in 2010 was I'd, you know, stay here for school, finish up, and probably move back to Florida. And that's not what happened. We're here, and my family's here, and we love it. I miss my mom and my sister, and, you know, aunts and uncles and friends and everybody who's in Florida still. And I love when I get to go visit them, but we just love being in Wisconsin. Yeah. It's an amazing state. So many wonderful people, and my kids get to go to a great school that they're able to walk to. So we're really loving it.
Are there any, because I often joke whenever there is a Wisconsin man, mm-hmm, headline, I always bring up the obvious one, which is the Florida man. And but beyond sometimes Wisconsin people also doing silly things that make headlines, it feels like a very different place. But like, are there cultural similarities between here and Florida that you find comforting or discomforting?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think there are. But, you know, there's a lot of differences. The Florida man trope is, you know, it's a thing for a reason. And you see a lot of those wild stories. And I often see them, like, you know, from my hometown. And like,
because where are you from originally?
I'm from Port St. Lucie, Florida, which for people who are baseball fans, is where the Mets have spring training. So, you know, it's it is like a little bit north of West Palm Beach.
Okay.
So on the east coast of Florida. So, yeah, there's definitely the Florida man trope exists for a reason. Just things happen there, man. Like it is.
Is it something? Is it the heat? Is it?
You know, I think that's maybe part of it. But I would say, too, like Florida is very much a place of transplants, right? Like you get so many people who come to Florida from like all over the country. So I think in some ways, too, like you're collecting a little bit of the, you know, the weirdos from other places and they find their home there. There's, you know, when I was down there recently, is, you know, talking with my brother-in-law and, you know, there's like 900 people a day moving to Florida.
I saw that. I mean, I saw that like right now the scales as they are, at least for 2020, 2021. And I don't know if all the stats have come in for 2021 into 2022. But that like the most migration has been to Florida and mm-hmm. Texas. But isn't that a lot to do with no income tax?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that's a big part of the appeal, is that there's no income tax and, you know, property taxes are relatively low compared to a number of other states. And then, you know, people like, I think you grow up and you live your whole life somewhere where, you know, your face is frozen several months of the year and you're like, hey, maybe it would be nice for it to be warm. But for me, it was kind of the opposite of I really dislike super hot weather. And you know, you get in Florida, you get, you know, as long as we have winter here, there is triple digit heat, 80% humidity in Florida. And to me, that is miserable.
That is a trade-off.
I cannot handle that. I would rather have winter. And I feel like, you know, our winters are decently mild.
Yeah. But you know, they're a little long.
The one thing I miss the most is public subs. So if you know, you know. Public subs.
All right, well, we'll take another break. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.